This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can buy the book, you can buy the shirts, you can buy the coffee cup. A lot going on up there. You can check out who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, all kinds of fun stuff. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you can be listening to, but you've chosen this one. And two things. It shows me how smart you are. And you'll get something. You'll learn something, I guarantee it. So David Fisher joins me here after the first break. And I know when it comes to your finances, you really have to have a clue. I'm not a financial genius. I don't know many of you that could be, might be. But you have to have a clue as to where the money's going and what's it doing and how it's affected by the market and how deep you should bury it in your backyard kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And David goes through all that. I find him to be an honest and upright man. I find his company to be honest and upright. And, you know, if nothing else, give a holler. Just give him a holler. It's really that simple. And I love some of the stories you guys send me. I can't get to them all, I keep telling you. But I do get to some of them. So, apparently, St. Louis protesters, or St. Louis protesters, are upset, you know, because the cops seem to be happy about arresting them. Well, of course, because all of a sudden, they're allowed to do their job. I mean, how long, how often was it that they weren't allowed to do their jobs? But I don't know how I feel about this. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm okay with it. St. Louis officers chant, "Whose streets? Our streets," while arresting protesters. You like that one, huh? I'm sitting here going, I'm not upset. Now think about the psychological pressure there is there. When I used to play football in high school, I don't know if they still allow you to do this, but when I played football in high school, we were taught to psychologically assault the guys at the line. We tell them what we're going to do to them. Okay? I mean, basically growling at them, snorting at them. And psychologically, it would wear them down. So we were taught how to do that. Now, today they call that bullying, and you can't have bullying in football. Although you should have a whole bunch of bullying in football. But just think, you got this line of cops there with a shield up, and they're coming at you. And they're chanting, right? Whose streets? Our streets. This is not your rioters' streets. These are not busting people's streets. These are the streets. They belong to the people of St. Louis. And the people of St. Louis should be, have a right to, walk out in their streets and go to the store without worrying about protesters. I'm sorry, I go one step further. Rioters, you know, hurting them, getting in their way, not allowing them to do what they should have a right to do. Now, after a third night of violence and unrest in St. Louis, about 100 protesters marched in silence along downtown streets Monday during the morning rush hour. Once they reached City Hall, the silence gave way to chants for justice. The city's been marked by protests since last week when former police officer Jason Stockley was acquitted Now, overnight Sunday, police arrested more than 80 people after a peaceful protest turned violent. It always does. These people cannot control themselves. In a concentrated area downtown, some protesters smashed windows, overturned trash cans, while others threw chemicals and rocks at the police. Yes, sounds like a protest, right? After the demonstration, organizers announced that the daytime protest was over. Mayor Linda Cruson said in a news conference at about 1 a.m., but a group of agitators stayed behind. Now, apparently, they were intent on breaking windows and destroying property. And the mayor would not take any questions from the reporters, God bless the woman. Some protesters complained that police were unnecessarily aggressive, further inflaming tensions. A St. Louis photographer reported he and others heard police chanting, "Whose streets? Our streets." Yes, that's good for me. I like that. Right? And why shouldn't they? You need to know that they're willing to fight for their streets. Now, the photojournalist David Carson later tweeted that he'd spoken to the commander at the same scene, who said that he did not hear the chant, but that it was unacceptable and he would deal with it. Don't. Leave him alone. It's okay. The Associated Press, also independent reporter on the police chanting, the phrase used is commonly chanted by demonstrators, particularly Black Lives Matters. Maybe it was Black Lives Matters cops that snuck in there, right? At around 11:20 on Sunday, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department's Twitter feed said multiple warnings to disperse. They'd been given near the intersection of Washington Avenue and North Tucker Boulevard. And they decided, hey, you're not going to leave? You've been given several warnings. We're done. So they started to arrest protesters, right? Several protesters said that police had encircled them and there was no way out. Of course there is. There's always a way out. Put the stuff down, put your hands up, and walk away. Now, caught in all of this was St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Mike Falk, who tweeted, less than 100 of us, including media, blocked in at Washington Tucker on all four sides. Shortly afterward, Falk was among those arrested. In a photo, he appeared to be wearing a media badge around his neck at the time. Yeah, because when you have all this happening, it's so easy to pull one of these guys out. And you don't know where he got it. You don't know if it's really his at this point. You know what I mean? Interim Police Chief Lawrence O'Toole repeatedly said that those arrested were criminals. Right? We arrested criminals. And they should be accountable and they should be prosecuted for what they did. And I agree with him. Hey, when we come back, our gold guy. That's right. David Fisher joins us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of things you could do there up on the website. Let's just get to it. I always love when David's on with me because he's got a lot of good information. And he has a clue as to what's going on. I love people who have a clue as to what's going on. And they're honest. I like to bring you honest people. So let's have at it. As I say every week, I love having David Fisher on with me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David talks finance, he talks money, he talks your money in plain, simple English so I can understand. Because I'll tell you what, I'm not good with the big words. You get up over four letters, I'm pretty much done at that point. David, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on your program.
So I don't want to give away the big secret or the big push or what have you, but the Feds made a planned announcement. It didn't come out of nowhere. So they made a planned announcement today. What'd they say? And, did you expect this? Did you expect what the outcome was?
Pretty much what I thought they were going to say and what the analysts thought also. So I'm in line with what the analysts are saying, is what the Fed said. They kept the rates unchanged. They didn't raise them this time. But they are going to more than likely have a rate hike in December. And there's going to be three rate hikes next year. And they also, that was, so about rates, that was that announcement. In reference to that, the Fed board, there's 16 people on the board.
Wow.
12 of the 16 see a rate hike in December. So the majority of the board feels that they're going to raise rates in December. And 11 of the 16 see three rate hikes in 2018. So that's the announcement and the backdrop behind the announcement of rate hikes. In reference to the Fed balance sheet, the Fed is going to begin to reduce their balance sheet, which is $4 trillion, and they're going to reduce it by $10 billion a month minimum to $50 billion maximum per quarter, excuse me. And they expect inflation to return to around 2%. So that's the big announcement, and they're going to start reducing their balance sheet in October.
I love it. I mean, I get, and I know this sounds bad, but you know, I just love it. I love the fact that, you know, as the Fed puts out information, and for those who really don't know what the Fed is, I mean, truly, take a minute or two, explain what the Fed is, because so many people think that it is truly an arm of the government, and they're the ones that regulate our money through the government.
Well, the Fed is not federal and has no reserve. So it's not a branch of the government.
Wait a minute. Yes, they do. It's your money and my money. That's their reserve.
Well, they use the money that we work hard for that's in our accounts, and they create more money out of that called fractional reserve system, yes. The Fed was created in 1913 by a group of bankers, and our country – the politicians voted on giving over the money supply to an independent agency called the Federal Reserve, which broke Article 1, Section 3, that only the government has the right to coin money. So we broke our Constitution, and since the Fed has been in place, they're an island. They can do whatever they want. They can create as much money or as little as money as they want. They can lend out money under any criteria, under any interest rate, as much or as little as they want. And you can be a bank and you can apply to borrow from the Fed, called the Fed window. And there's about a dozen banks that borrow from the Fed, but the Fed has a lot of power. We can't even get the Fed to tell us what their assets are. We've tried to require the Fed for an audit even early as this year. Early this year, the Congress tried to get that happening again. There was a big push 3 years ago for that. We've never had a Fed audit since 1976 or something around there.
Wow. And what was it? Do you recall? I know you were just like 11 years old, but what happened in 76? Do you remember what the audit turned out? Was anybody surprised at the assets and what they had?
No. The Fed audit was... how much gold is in Fort Knox, in essence?
Zero. Okay.
No, there was some. It was done by an independent audit. Actually, this 1976 audit was more the balance sheet. The pre-71 audit, and I can't remember what year that was. I think it was 1968, so I was 7 years old then, showed that there was gold in Fort Knox, but a lot of people believe once Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, a lot of that gold's been sold by the Fed in Fort Knox. So who knows, or the government actually owns the gold in Fort Knox, but the Fed has gold in the New York Fed branch underground. So who knows how much gold the Fed has. They're not disclosing that, but they do disclose how much mortgage-backed securities they bought and how much treasures they own, and that's the $4.5 trillion.
Wow. Yeah, and again, it's people really still believe, and it's got to be a slap to our education system, but they really still believe that the Fed is part of the federal government. So what's the short-term and long-term effect that this will have on the markets, you know, interest rates, that kind of thing? How does it really affect the average guy?
Well, here's the thing. Let's put it in terms of dollars. If the Fed has been the number one buyer of dollars in the last 10 years, then if they say we're no longer buy the dollar and unravel our balance sheet, that means either we have to create another incentive for someone else to buy dollars, or we're going to have a problem with the dollar. So this is why, let's start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. When they say the Fed is saying that the interest inflation will be around 2%, previously they said they're only going to raise rates if it goes, you know, 2.5% or more. So in other words, it doesn't matter what the inflation target is anymore. The Fed is forcing an interest rate hike because they have to create an incentive for new buyers to hold dollars. So that's what perpetuates our overspending. We're at $1.3 trillion in budget deficit annually. That's what the numbers just came out in August, $1.38 trillion. We spend more a year than take in revenue. So they have to create an incentive, and that's why they're going to raise rates. This is going to be bad for the dollar. This should be good for gold, bad for stocks. Initially, just today, and I don't pay too much attention to short-term movements, one-day movement is not indicative of market cycles, but stocks pulled back because it creates uncertainty. Gold pulled back. So kind of pretty much all the markets pulled back right now. But this is going to cause – in fact, there was a guy on CNBC called Scott Minard. He's with the CEO of Guggenheim Partners, very well-respected man. He is saying that, and many others have said the same thing, that this will lead to a recession, and they're predicting, predicting it.
The R word. Hey, you got
the R word.
You got to hold on. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll pick it up at the word recession.
Sorry for swearing.
Swearing? That's given the easy way out. I haven't heard recession, real recession, for a while. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back more with David Fisher and your finances right after. All right, after I get take care of my finances, we'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I want to get right back at it because I love having David on the show. And if you, whether you have a whole bunch of money or very little money, I think David can help you. I think David can help you make sure that your funds are secure. And if you got something to look forward to later on, I promise. Hey, I always love to bring my guests back on. I have to bring them right back on because I still have smoke coming out of my nostrils. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is with us, as he is every week. And he speaks in plain, simple English, except when he uses the R word. You said something about a recession. What was that all about? And you had to wait till the very end of the segment. Thank you.
Well, the Fed has unraveled their balance sheet before six times, but not at this level. It's never been even close to this level. Of course, we never had artificially low interest rates for a decade, Joe. We've never had quantitative easing. So they're making a big splash about, unraveling their balance sheet. But when they've done this before, five out of six times when the Fed has unraveled or sold their balance sheet, it's caused a recession. So they're saying that we're going to have a recession as a result of this, somewhere starting in mid 2019 and maybe the latter year or early, 2020 is when it could actually start. So they're saying that the market should be strong and the economy should be strong until then. That's going to happen depending on if we get a tax deal or not and what the budget actually going to pan out to be and how much, the debt ceiling. There's other factors besides the Fed on that one. But, historically, this will cause a recession. This will not be good. Recessions are historically not good for real estate and stocks, especially with rates going up. It's not good for those two asset classes. Very good for gold, incredible asset to own during recessionary times, historically, that is. People don't like to hear that bad news because, you always want to have the stock market go up. You always want your real estate, your home, to go up in value. But this is going to be a negative for those two.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you for that. Anyway,
sorry.
Well, no. It's really funny because when you hear recession, and again, you had said a few shows back that, the markets aren't not the they don't react the same way as they did 30 years ago, if you would. You know, things have changed. The market's changed. The economy and the way the economy runs has changed. We talk a little bit about, you know, things like Bitcoin, which people would have laughed at 30, 35, 40 years ago. So there are many things in the financial world that have changed big time. You know what I'm saying? But then again, you know, we used to trade goats and chickens for for value. So things are going to change as time goes on. I'm going to use a T word with you too. Okay. Could all of this, you know, what's going on with the dollar and gold and with the Fed, could all of this trigger something that could really cause a major? Because your buddy, I won't call him your buddy because he's nobody's buddy, really. I get a kick out of the guy, though. You know, Harry Dent is out there on a daily basis writing about, you know, how this is going to be the likes of something we haven't seen since 1931.
Harry Dent, for all the radio listeners, is not my buddy. I don't have a whole lot of respect for Harry Dent. I'm not bashing him. I just he says sensational things that are, you know, some of it comes to pass, but a lot of it doesn't. He's not had a very good track record. I mean, a lot of people have written books of how they predicted 2008, but, you know, his most recent predictions, he's way off course on it. I mean, 2 years ago, he predicted that gold was going to drop to $700. He was way wrong. Gold went up. You know, and I was telling people how he's going to be wrong on this one because he doesn't understand the fundamental gold, but it sounds, you know, sensational enough to buy his book to find out why, because if a person was thinking about investing in gold, now he's saying gold's going to go to $400. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say what I really think about him when he talks about things like that, because it'd be impolite and disrespectful. I don't need to sell books to make my projections and predictions. Yes, I believe in gold, but it's not the only asset you want to hold.
And to your credit, you talk about that on a regular basis. Talk about true diversity in your holdings. You know,
there is some other people that are kind of talking the Harry Dent language, though, that have a lot more respect and better track record than Harry Dent. And one entity is Goldman Sachs. You know, Goldman Sachs has been saying we're going to enter into a correction. And, you know, clearly that's going to be the case. We talked about on your show last week, saying what the Goldman Sachs CEO, Lloyd Blankfeld, said, that things have been going up too fast, too long in the stock market. Right. The rally in the stocks has not just been since President Trump got elected. It's been going on since 2009. So that's the second longest rally in the history of the stock market. But there's an index called the Goldman Bear Market Indicator,
right?
And it is at it hits a certain level, and I'm looking at the chart right now, so it's kind of hard to explain this on radio land. But we're at the same level of the chart when 2007 hit, as also the dot-com bubble burst in 2000. We are at that same level right now. So according to the Goldman Sachs and the Goldman Sachs, what you call Bear Market Indicator, It is saying there's a crash getting ready to happen or a major pullback. So, you know, I think we're going to have one. There's other people coming out saying Deutsche Bank said the recession risk is at the highest it's ever been in 10 years. So think about that. We had a high recession risk 10 years ago. This is higher now than it was in 2008.
Wow.
So these are people who like stocks, who like the economy. Not a gold people, you know, I'm not a gold guy that says the end of the world is coming, and I'm not making extreme predictions like Harry Dent, but there's a lot of well-respected people that are saying that the signs are there definitely for a bubble. I wrote in last March that the Fed is creating a bubble, and now we're seeing economists saying this is in a bubble. So I think I'm in line with major economists and very well-respected investors out there. There's about 7-8 billionaires that are now coming out and saying this is getting ready. In fact, we had just one on CNBC yesterday, and that was Richard Shiller, who's very well-respected, probably one of the most accurate persons.
Yeah.
He called that the market is at the current 1929 valued levels. So I think that's pretty strong statement coming from Robert Shiller.
again, it's people listening, not just to one guy in particular, but you can't just jump in and start tracking or thinking you have a handle on this either. It's some people try to do that, and I think it really just buries them. And you just talked about the multiple analysts and the hedge fund managers and even billionaires is talking about how the market is overvalued. But how does, quickly, I'll give you about a minute. When you say the market's overvalued, isn't the value of something somewhat determined by what people will pay for it?
Yes, but it's a number thing called price per earnings ratio. How much the stock is earning compared to the price, and it's a mathematical equation, and it's over the top overvalued when it looks down. You take all the emotion out of it, like, oh, I want to get in this market, and it keeps on moving. It's like people buying into a real estate market that's getting ready to crash, buying in a stock market that's getting ready to crash. More people buy in a market when it's only 15% to 20% left of the bull market in that market. That's when they hop in. So this is the end of a bull market in stocks. When I say end, I don't mean next week, next month. But we're at the end of a cycle that's lasted about 9 years. So cycles typically correct every 7 years. We're gone 2 years past a cycle. It probably will correct in the next 1 to 2, between now and 2 years from now.
Well, hopefully before the midterms. But, hey, we got to go for another, talking about making money, capitalism, all that fun stuff. My market goes up when I can actually sell ads. So we're going to go sell some ads. We'll be back in a minute. And, We're gonna ramp you up for President Trump's speech. I spent a whole segment yesterday, or a whole hour actually, on his speech to the United Nations. We'll talk more about that after the break. Yeah, and again, if you give David a call, if you give Landmark Capital a call, what is it, landmarkgold.com, head over there, take a look around. Get your questions in order. Understand what it is you're gonna ask the guy. Again, if you don't know what to ask, if you don't have a clue, at least read around. I have one of my jokes I used to always say, read around the website, get informed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Head up to the website, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. But let's get back to it. David Fisher with Landmark Capital. Back with our friend David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. He's with us every week to speak to us in plain simple English about finances and what's going on in the markets, what's going on with precious metals, what's going on with your money, you know, that stuff that you have hidden between the mattresses. You better check it again, though. You don't know. Somebody grabbed it and ran with it. Anyway, David Fisher, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, the president spoke at the UN, which some people had a problem with. I didn't. I loved what he had to say, but that's just me. I won't speak for everybody else. And but when he gets up there and speaks like this is the most powerful man on the planet, what he had to say, did that affect the markets? Did that affect precious metals? I mean, how did it affect the financial world?
It didn't really have any effect on the markets in the short term. Of course, not everybody's done at the UN. It's a four-day event. The first day, he talked about how the UN has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement of money. And the United Nations, its budget has increased 140% since year 2000, and the staff has more than doubled. but yet we're not seeing the results of that in line with our investment, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and keep in mind that, you know, we are the number one investor to the UN. 22% of the budget comes from the United States. He also went on and said yesterday that we must ensure that no one or no one member state should shoulder a disproportionate share of the burden. And he's referring financially. He's also referring to the military. He's because he said financially and military. And he says, we also must ask that every peacekeeping mission has been clearly defined goals and the metrics for evaluating success. So in other words, he's saying we're throwing our money away. This is the UN's not effective in what's happening with the rhetoric and with North Korea, and they're wanting to become a nuclear country.
Right.
Today, he gave an earth-shattering speech and called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, who's on a suicide mission, and he said, if the U.S. is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. So it wasn't accepted very well, obviously, by some of the leaders. They're firing back. Check this out, Joe. North Korea hasn't yet responded. People feel that he's just going to respond with a missile. But Iran's foreign minister said that, quote, Trump is ignorant in his hate speech, which belongs in medieval times and not at the UN. The Swedish foreign minister said it was the wrong speech at the wrong time to the wrong audience. And the Iranian media, this is the funniest of them all, when they broadcast, because you know, they broadcast it through the interpretation, there's a translator that's live. Right. So when the translator stumbled when it got on to Trump talking about Iran, and it said
he didn't know what to do.
He said the poor translator suffered so much trying to distort and censor Trump's baseless remarks on Iran. This is on the Iranian broadcast news channel IRINN. So
wow.
They're having all kinds of trouble. A lot of people are having some trouble with President Trump's remarks.
Well, he was worried about his family getting hurt, you know, if he said the wrong words and didn't retranslate it properly, you know what I'm saying? I think that's hilarious, frankly. Now, last week you made an announcement about China making payment for oil in gold. What was that all about?
Well, China, you know, is the largest importer of oil. They import 7.6 million barrels of oil last year per day. So multiply that, 7.6 million barrels times 365 days times $40 a barrel, which is the average price of oil last year, and you come up with a very, very large number. And China's been paying for that in the currency called the yuan. So recently, last week, they announced that now they're going to make payment in gold. So now oil-producing countries that ship oil to China, like Russia, 29% of the oil that China uses comes from Russia. Saudi Arabia ships 26% of the oil that China uses. Angola, 27%. Those are the three big ones. China now can make payment not only in the yuan. They're certainly not making payment in dollars anymore. But they're certainly now have the choice. That country has the choice to convert that yuan into a gold trade. This is huge news for gold. It's really a changer in a lot of industries. It's a changer for the dollar because that's how we've created the world reserve from 1973 till now by creating the thing called the petrodollar. We had to create a reason for the world to use it, and that's what we struck a deal with the Saudis through OPEC. So this has changed it quite a bit, and it just continues to – more news is coming out about it, and it's pretty astonishing. I think it's going to participate in driving more money into the gold market.
Well, now, you have a monthly newsletter that you send out, and how do people sign up for that newsletter? How do they get your information? I love the title, Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg? You know, explain all of that to our listeners.
Well, I write a monthly newsletter, and I talk about what's happening and what we could see in the future as what the decisions are being made, you know, currently. And which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know, is the old saying. You're going to have to sign up for the newsletter to get the in-depth report about this. It's kind of funny. I talk about a scripture actually at the beginning, you know, what does God say about this? And then we get into what some historical philosophers say about which came first. And then we get into the reality of what really we're talking about and how that affects every one of us. So it's kind of a fun twist on things. I try to make it interesting and fun, just like being on a program. But they can get that by going to landmarkgold.com. It's free. Or they can call our representatives and ask for it at 844-715-7311. On a side note, Joe, we don't give out information. We won't share it. We won't sell it. They're not going to get barraged with emails from our company. No. They will get one email a month. It's called a newsletter.
Yep, I know. And I've had people tell me that it wasn't a hard sale or wasn't even a push to buy. It was more, you know, here's the information. Here's what's going on. We can send you more. Let us know what you want. But which is the way it should be. We shouldn't have to be hounded. You know, if we make a phone call for information, and I appreciate that about you and about the company. You've also got, you know, we've got a few minutes left here. Let's talk about the coming bail-in. You know, we don't hit on that enough, and it's not a fear-mongering thing. It's a reality thing, is it not?
Absolutely. So who's going to hold the dollar if the Fed is unwinding the dollar? And Russia has now announced as a result with China that they're not going to allow dollars to be used in Russia anymore in their seaports. I mean, there's a big movement towards away from the dollar. This could create the need to do a bail-in for Americans to hold the dollar. If we don't get enough countries still wanting to hold it, somebody has to hold it. We'd be left holding the bag. That's the bail-in. So we tell people how to protect themselves from it. There's different ways, a couple different ways. And so one of them is gold. There's another way you can learn about it by calling our company and getting some information. I got a white paper on it.
Yeah, and people, you know, if you call Landmark Gold, if you call Landmark Capital, you're going to get the information you're looking for. And don't be afraid to ask questions. We're talking about your money here. We're talking about your finances. And in most cases, we're talking about making your future secure. So, David, like I say, as always, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I always appreciate the information that you have for the listeners.
Absolutely. We're here for your listeners.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 emphasized that laws could not substantially burden those of religious beliefs. This act impacted some recent court rulings, which has reinforced the rights of those with religious convictions. Some argue that those of faith should have a more comprehensive burden of proof than just to say my religious beliefs and practices have been offended. While others say that the First Amendment is all that's needed to protect those with strong religious convictions. Well, Pacific Justice Institute reminds all of us that every buffer is needed to protect the faithful from encroachment from the state. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Hey, I'm Joe Macias, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, as far as David Fisher goes, check out the company, right? LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. And, you know, find out more what they have to offer. Give them a call. Let them know that Joe sent you. You don't get a discount or anything, but I don't know. Sounds good. But you really, really think about, give some serious thought to, with the upcoming economy or economic changes, there is going to be a change. The market is going to reset at some point in time. I don't think Harry Dent was talking about it going back to the days of 1931, and not there. And then another one you might want to support is the Pacific Justice Institute. They're out there fighting for the same things that you and I agree with and believe in. That's the Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Again, a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can buy stuff. You can send me an email, find out more about me, the show, and what have you. Hey, have a great rest of the day, and God bless.